Greeting once again to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And I just want to take some time today to think about something that can be pretty rare in our day and age because of the busyness of life, because of the pressures and demands that we have placed upon ourselves, and we've become a society of very, very fast pace and high demand. And there's some benefits to those things. I understand that. I've been to other countries that did not have that in practice, and there's definitely a difference in production and the amount of things that get done in a day. But I often wondered how far ahead we are from those other countries because of our busyness. I'm not so sure it's the best trade-off, but we are where we are, and we need to consider some things, I believe. I just felt impressed to share today about just a little testimony of some things that are a blessing to me, and I know I've mentioned this a time or two before, maybe, perhaps, but it's a blessing to stop and to think about it again and to consider the way that our lives are going about and what is it that is ruling us and pushing us. And I'll just tell you, the world is being pushed by time, that clock, and production, and money. It all kind of ties together. There's a lot of it that just kind of strings together. And I understand we have to make a living, and there's some responsibility on our part. But if it's not in proper balance, it can get very lopsided, and we can lose our way with that. And so I'd just like to encourage you today to consider this. The other day, I just, I feel impressed in my heart that it's good to take time away from our schedule. And normally, that would be early in the morning before our day gets started. And, it doesn't have to be that time. That's just what I have found to be the easiest. It's a time that is normally unmolested by other demands and the phone and just different things that are happening in our world around us. But I would take some time to go out and to meet with God. And there's some things that I'm learning and have learned to be a blessing that I'd like to share with you today. Where I will say that where I live is pretty remote. There's not a lot of people around. There is plenty, but I can easily find a place to go that is very solitaire and just can be alone pretty easily with God. And I found it to be a tremendous blessing and a strengthening to my spirit, because if I don't take that time, I can find myself getting into what a lot of people would call the rat race, where I'm just so busy, I don't have time to even think much about our Heavenly Father, our Creator. And so it was a blessing for me. I was able to go off to a place, and it was a blessing to just look around at God's creation. And I know some places are a little harder to experience this because there's so much man-made things around us that it's sometimes a little harder to find. But they're there. We can find God's creation and stand in awe of Him, at His creation and just the fingerprints of God. You can see that this world was created and just could not have happened all on its own. And it's good to be quiet and to ponder those things, to meditate and to speak to God. But not just that only, but to also let God speak to us. And I fear that sometimes we are so busy that we wouldn't hear God even if He were to speak to us. And He does speak to us, and He will speak to us if we'll be still and be quiet long enough for Him to speak. And He'll do it. I have full confidence that He will if we'll just take the time. And it was such a blessing to me. And one of the things I noticed is I was at a public place where people could come and go as they wished. And I was early enough that when I got there, I was the first person there. And then after some time, there was other people that had come up to the same area, but it was big enough that, you know, they could go off somewhere and I could be somewhere else. And what I was doing, I was looking at just some of the wonderful creation of God. It was there was a big ravine, a big valley, and in the bottom was a creek that was running through, and it was kind of a high mountain there, and just a very beautiful setting there. And I could just see that this all was created by my Father in heaven, and I so appreciated it. It was such a blessing. And I was standing there looking out over all of this, and at first glance it looked like it was just all still and nothing happening down there, and that was okay. It was very beautiful, and I appreciated it. And after about 5 minutes of just staring and taking in all of God's creation, I saw some of the wildlife that was out there in God's creation. And so I watched for a while, and I saw different things, and I don't want to bore you with some of the details of it, but it was a blessing for me, and I could see it. And then shortly after that, there was a family that had come up, or actually two people came up, and they got out of their vehicle, and they walked down just a little ways where I was at, and they looked out over the valley and the, where the creek was, and on the there's a bluff there on the mountain on the other side. And they looked at that, and they took it all in, and then they turned around and got in their car and left. And I was thinking, you know, if I had done that, I never would have seen the wildlife that was down in there moving around, and it was in its habitat. And it was very, very interesting lesson to me that if we're just very busy and we just take a glance at God every now and then, we're going to miss a lot. We're going to miss a whole lot. We might just see some beautiful scenery, so to speak. I'm putting this into word picture here. But we might not see all the things that are taking place there in the very hand of God, and we might miss quite a bit if we just go for a minute or two and then quickly turn and go away. And I just felt like that couple that came up through there, they missed a lot because they just stayed there for maybe 2 minutes. Where I, on the other hand, was there for maybe a half an hour, and I could see things that they didn't see. They never even saw it. And made me to realize that as Christians, we often can be so busy that we do take that time. We time out, we step away, and we spend a little bit of time. But maybe we miss out on something. Maybe we're not quiet before God. Quietness is can be a scary thing to some people. Most people do not appreciate quiet, absolute quiet, maybe for a moment or two, but try being quiet for 10 or 15 minutes before God. And some people get kind of fidgety and jittery and a little nervous even, but it's a wonderful thing. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't done that lately, take time to do that. I don't know what your situation is, but I'm sure God will provide you some way that you could do that. And I want to encourage you to do it. It's wonderful, and we need it. It's okay to talk to God and pray and to put your petitions out before Him, but then to be still, be quiet. Just be quiet. Try to cast aside all your thoughts, all of the concerns of the day, and let God speak to you. And as I said before, I believe with all my heart He will do it. You may have to be patient, but I believe He will do it. And so I want to encourage you to do that, because I believe also, besides the Word of God, we also need to be quiet before God. And I'd like to just read you a couple of scriptures here. And these will come out of the book of Psalms, because, you know, the writers of Psalms, I believe, mainly is David in here, but I believe that they had experienced this very thing. And so I'm going to read you a couple and let you ponder and meditate on these. Psalm 4, and I'm just going to read the whole psalm to you. This is a psalm of David, and he says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing, Selah? but know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time of their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou only makest me dwell in safety. And if you can just hear the cry of the heart here, David is a man that he knew some of the quiet things and the deep, searchable things of God, and he stands in awe of him, and he communes in his heart on his bed, and he's still. He just lets God minister to him in the busyness of his life and all of the things that were pressing on him. He found a way to be able to stand in awe of God and to know his Creator. And I encourage you to just go over that psalm, read it, and read it again and again, and just see some of the messages there. I want to just mention Psalm 23. Most people could quote you Psalm 23, but I'm just going to, I'll just, for time's sake, I'm just going to read a little bit of it here. But just listen to this. It's also a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And I see a picture here of still waters being serene and being just a time of quiet and enjoy, the peaceable waters and the creation of God, and to be able to experience a time of rest and peace with God. And then I'm going to read you another one here, Psalm 46. And it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very help, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. Here we're seeing the chaotic busyness of life, things that happen around us. It says, the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Here, I believe we see the busyness of life, and not only that, but the striving and the wars and the things that come up in mankind. And the author here is saying, we can trust the Lord of hosts. His name is Jehovah. He is the God of Jacob, and he's our refuge. He's our safe place. And I think too often we can miss that. If we get so busy, we don't have time to just be still and know that he is God. And he'll be exalted among the heathen, and he'll be exalted in all the earth. So take a little time and be still before God. See if he doesn't speak to you. See if he doesn't talk to you and speak things that are going to be precious to you. And things that he may want to direct and give you some guidance, he'll do it. So I encourage you to do so, and God bless you as you do.